Open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 24. Our text tonight, 1 Samuel 24 and 25. Saul was in pursuit of David. In a moment, we'll read that he went into a cave to attend to his needs. That means he had to go to the bathroom. David and his men just happened to be hiding in that cave. What should David do? Should he kill or capture Saul? It was a test. Hence, God was potty training David. Very appropriate. And so in verse 1, now it happened when Saul had returned from following the Philistines, that it was told to him, saying, "Take note, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi." Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men from all Israel and went to seek David and his men on the rocks of the wild goats. So he came to the sheepfolds by the road where there was a cave, and Saul went in to attend to his needs. David and his men were staying in the recesses of the cave. Then the men of David said to him, "This is the day which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you.' And David arose and secretly cut off a corner of Saul's robe." God had earlier given David this sure promise: "I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you." I don't know what you think about David and his army and all of their wandering and stuff, but apparently they had worship services. And they prayed with one another, and somehow God had spoken this word to him, probably through one of the prophets who had come to him, and it must have been a great comfort to David and his men as they fled from cave to cave to hold on to this promise from the Lord. I'm sure they thought often about how and when the promise would be fulfilled. If you've ever had a promise from God or had a scripture that you believe God was speaking to you and promising you something, I mean, you can't help but start thinking about how that might come to pass, how that the Lord might bring that to be in your life. And I'll tell you right now, it's never what you think, so you might as well just not think about it at all. But I'm sure that they thought, this is going to be fantastic. You know, God has promised to deliver Saul into our hands. Now, here they were, hiding in the back of a large cave, when suddenly Saul had to relieve himself. Right there, I mean, there's caves all over the place. They're in that cave. Saul chooses that cave. He would be alone and unguarded, totally vulnerable. You know, in the movies, when they want to catch you, they always do it in the bathroom, because your bodyguards always wait outside for some reason. I guess they haven't ever seen any movies. But so there was Saul all by himself. The hunter had become the prey. David's men believed it to be the fulfillment of God's promise. David stepped forward, took his sword, or probably a knife, and merely cut off a portion of Saul's robe, which the king may have laid aside while he went to the bathroom. So we pick it up in verse 5. Now it happened afterward that David's heart troubled him, because he had cut Saul's robe. And he said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord." So David restrained his servants with these words and did not allow them to rise against Saul. And Saul got up from the cave and went on his way. Saul doesn't know about any of this. David steps forward. Instead of killing Saul, he just cuts off a part of his robe that's laying off by the side. Some of his men